Toby.
Where is he?
Caleb isn't here, okay? And I know that you're upset.
He knows her. She's not some faceless, nameless... She's not even a candidate, okay? She didn't choose to put her life under a microscope.
I know, but there's just so much about this that you don't know.
When the Phillips campaign manager told me it was Caleb that did this, I told him he must have had his wires crossed. I said that there is no way. I told him, I know this guy, and I would bet my life that he would never do something like this. I'm glad he didn't take that bet.
Hey, Toby.
Toby, hey, just let him explain, okay?
There's nothing to explain.
She thought you were a friend. I thought you were a friend.
I'm sorry she's hurting.
Caleb, just tell him.
Wow. So you're not even gonna deny it was you?
No, I can't.
I want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from your mouth why you did this.
Toby, stop, okay? Caleb, tell him.
I did what I had to do.
Oh, my God. I called the auto shop, but no one answered, so I'm gonna go over there.
And do what? Pretend like you're gonna trick out your sedan?
It's not funny, Hannah. Once I can prove that Melissa borrowed that SUV, I'm telling the police. You saw that message from this morning. We're running out of time.
Hannah? Can you help me turn on the air? I don't know, earlier I tried to use the oven and Beyonce started playing.
I told you it's all linked up. It's like a smart loft.
Yeah, well, smart loft, dumb hostess. I need two buttons, on and off. So I ran into Caleb today at the hotel. He said he lost his job. Do you know what happened?
Not exactly.
Well, I hope you don't mind, but I offered him the guest room. Every place in town is booked.
Wait, what?